Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I wish everybody a happy new year.
Same you.
Open the floor for public comment.
I'm just wondering what can be done about 3 Westbrook Drive. That house, the yard is an absolute mess. Her car, I don't know how she doesn't get tickets because she can't even see out the back window, the side window. I've lived here for 60 years. That used to be the nicest house on the block and it is now a mess. That's the first house that people see when they come into the neighborhood and it's not like that. It's the only house.
Understand. I know we're doing what we can do. She gets cited every few months and then she makes progress cleaning up. She goes to court, she shows she makes progress, the court dismisses it. And then 6 months later, we start over again.
A notice did just go out 2 weeks ago.
Nothing more can be done.
This is the hoarder lady.
Is this the same one we did before?
Yeah. Stuff was hanging out the window. Mm-hmm. The other day, I went by, she couldn't even get in the front seat. The whole car is just filled with stuff.
Yeah.
It's a mess. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Ma'am, I can talk to the...
This is the village attorney.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were in court with her probably about 4 months ago. She had made some improvements, but I will talk to the village code guy and maybe.
Is there anything we can do? Petitions?
No,
whatever?
I don't think so. I mean, the village law is such that we can go in and ticket her for the external debris there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we gave her some, without getting into details, we tried to encourage people because you really can't, you know, no one's going to jail for this stuff.
No, okay? But it's just...
So you fine them, then what are you going to do if they don't pay the fine? You understand what I'm saying? So we try to encourage people to do it in the process, you know, bring them into court, have the court, you know, maybe adjourn it, do some work on it, and you get a certain amount of excuses, I would say, from her. But I'll talk to the code guy tomorrow.
Okay.
And maybe it's time that we revisit it. But some of the stuff, you know, the stuff in the car, I mean, we don't have...
I know you don't. I'm sure the police do.
Yeah. Well...
If they see her... Aren't you supposed to be able to see your rear view mirror and out the back window?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a hazard to her and people on the road.
Like Missy said, she was cited again 2 weeks ago, so we're starting the process over again.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, she has issues.
Yeah,
and
you can see that.
It's a constant thing. We, you know, she gets cited, we make progress, and, you know, the court thing ends, and then 3 months later, 4 or 5 months later, we're back where we started. But, yeah. I mean, it's not like we're not keeping on it, but, you know, we do what we can do.
I hear you. Okay, that was my concern. I mean, it's, Mr. Jay, like I said, it was the nicest house on the block. That's the first house people see, and they think, oh my God, a whole neighborhood like this?
Mm.
It's not. All right, thank you.
All right. Okay, to entertain a motion to approve the monthly minutes for December.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, alterations, deletions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Entertain a motion to approve the November Treasurer's Report.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions on the treasurer's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Entertain a motion to approve the December treasurer's report.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions on December's report? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. No correspondence, correct?
Guy, can, or Bob, can we go back?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it's showing up twice. The under, for the streets, for the permanent improvement, the 65,967, I'm assuming that was the paving project, Missy?
Probably.
On page two?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, the CHIPS reimbursement, you mean?
Yeah, but then it shows up again under the CHIPS account, the state aid CHIPS.
Yeah, that's an income account, though, I think. Let's see, where, let me just look here. Is this in November or December?
I'm looking at the December. I think it's in both, but...
Let me see.
It's in the 3501.
I mean, the transfers that we did approve last meeting on the minutes, we did make those transfers, so maybe that's not why you're seeing a change, if that had to do with that, but...
It just looks like it's double deducted, which...
Right. Right, that's the revenue. That's revenue.
This is the revenue.
This is the revenue page.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's the withdrawal. Okay. That's why. Okay. I just saw it twice.
Yep.
Oh, I see. Revenue account.
All right. We vote on December?
Yes.
We did, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, no correspondence. Street and sidewalk project, well, we got a contract. I haven't had a chance to review it yet. I just got it this morning. But I will review it and get a hold of LaBerge and review it with them. And hopefully we can get going on this now, start moving. But I'll have more for you next month when I figure out what this, what we got covered so far. Any other, any questions or anybody, anything, anybody have anything on the streets project? Okay. Radar speed signs, are we,
there's no,
are they ordered or anything?
No, they're not.
No, okay.
They're gonna be probably next month. There's 45 day.
Okay. All right, anybody have any other old business? All right, new business, Scotia Development. What's this about?
I guess Dave wanted to talk to the board about what their feelings are about Mr. Scotia keeping his development private like he wants it, or he alluded to the fact that you would want it to be village. So we were supposed
okay,
to discuss it tonight.
All right. So this is the water line in the street?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the town board has to be sort of respectful. The planning board has their job to do. But one of the issues that came up at the meeting was whether that's going to be a dedicated street to the village or whether it should just be, I don't know, he wants to do some private road, some right-of-way or whatever. That's sort of a foundational question. I think the developer seemed to indicate that he was going to hook up to the village water system. That didn't seem to be an issue.
No.
There was a question. I think the planning board has done a secret report or done some sort of secret process. Did you hear that, Rich? Did you know? When you were there?
Yeah.
I think the way I understood it, Kent had submitted a draft to the planning board. I don't know if the planning board's gone through and issued a decision on the
Yeah, and I don't know if they did a resolution making themselves the regular
the lead agency.
And but they the engineers seem to think that a lot of the stuff wasn't secret reviewable because of the size of the project. I confess I'm not an expert on secret, so I don't know if that's accurate or not. Okay. There seemed to be sort of, I said that the drainage issues would be resolved, but I think that the main issue is the street issue and, you know, whether the village preference is to have that developed at a level where the street can be dedicated to the village, and the village can accept it because it complies with our standards.
Yeah, so I guess what they were saying was, is there a rule saying whether or not he can keep it private, or does he have to make it a village road? No one really knew the answer to that. So that part was up in the air. So that's why it was brought to the board meeting today to discuss it. Does he have to make it a village road, or can he do it later on as long as he, you know, builds it to conform?
Well, if you're going to build it to standards, why not make it a village road and then be done with it and let the village take care of it?
I don't know. He just wanted to know, expense-wise, it was something like that, right, Dave? Like, for expenses, it would be, yes, he probably would give it, you know, over to you guys later, but that wasn't his plan right now. And is there some rule saying that he has to give it to you right now? He's going to build it to conform to the standards. That was already discussed at the meeting.
Yeah, I wasn't sure he made that commitment, frankly. I don't know what you think.
I recorded the whole meeting, so we can review it again, but...
yeah, I wouldn't...
They don't have a secretary, so I knew they were going to take minutes, so I did record the whole meeting. Yeah, but, we could go back on that or ask them, but...
Yeah, it's really up to the planning board to tell them that, but I guess they wanted to know what the preference here was.
I was under the understanding that nobody really knew the answer whether he had to or not. That's the way it's...
I don't know, is it black and white? It's certainly at the discretion of the planning board. But either way, I mean, certain considerations have to be taken into account. So the street has to be, you know, wide enough for two-way traffic. We should be able to get, I mean, there's going to be 7 buildings up there. It's a housing development. We have to be able to get fire trucks up there. We have to turn them around. We have to be able to get them out. So all these design things need to be addressed.
It was.
Well, addressed. I don't know that.
I was there, yeah. Yeah. Addressed.
Well, I mean, that's why we have the village. That's why the village has an engineering firm to review these things on our behalf. You know, so that they can assure the village that all of these things are being met. I mean, our people and the people on the planning board, they're not civil engineers. You know, so we put in a law where we can, you know, we have a village engineer, and as part of the process, the village engineer would review any of the plans and make recommendations back to the planning board and Todd's engineer also to make changes or whatever, or accept the changes that he's or the work that he's done. So that's the process. I'm not involved in that process, but that is the process, and that's the process that should be followed. But those are things that we need to do. I mean, we've had, in the last 3 years, we've had to take over 2 streets, Alter Alleyway and Mir Street. One street was maintained, properly maintained, one street wasn't. So we had to completely rip up Alter Alleyway, redo Alter Alleyway, do all quick deeds for everything, cost the village a lot of money. And then, you know, because of that, we ended up taking over a portion over on Mir Street also. You know, we don't want to go through this down the road. We'd rather get this all resolved up front. And, you know, if he's going to build a street to the standards that in order to get fire trucks and width and all that stuff up there, why not just turn it over to the village and let them...
He's going to pave part of it, but not blacktop all the way, because that's very, very expensive.
Well...
So, but he would meet the standards of having the turnarounds and... You know, the whole thing.
Well, before the village took it over, it would have to be blacktopped.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to be done. It would have to be finished before we took it over at any point. I mean, if he only was gonna run it up to the first house and build one house, then, you know, that's one thing, and they can talk about that.
Yes, that's what he was talking about.
And then as the project progresses and he's building the other properties, then the paving continues
and
things happen. But he could still dedicate the road to the village. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot to these types of, I mean, this is a large project. It's probably a $4 or $5 million project, mm-hmm. time you get done with this. And, you know, right now we have like three residents on the end of Tremont that have water problems down there when it rains from the water running off the hill. So there's a big concern about what this is going to change. Well, this is what we want to see. And we want to have the village engineer review that and make sure that LaBerge. And we want them to review it and make sure that all the issues are being addressed, because in heavy rains, the guy on the corner, not on the back corner, but on the other corner, his driveway almost gets flooded out in heavy rains. There's just like this much room under the pipes going under his driveway. And if any more water comes down, he could be flooded right out. And then whose responsibility is that to fix it? Those are the issues that we're looking at. We want to try to get those issues addressed ahead of time. So that's, you know, that's all we're looking at, is trying to protect, you know, the village and not have to, you know, come up with money to redo things later after the project is finished. So my thought is it should be a village street. I mean, I think the water line, I think the law is pretty clear that he's within the village water district, he's got to connect to the water system.
He's planning on doing
it, yeah. You know, so we'll have to discuss that with the engineer as to how that water main is going to be run up and what's going to be on it and how it's going to be
built. Yeah, they did discuss all that at the meeting. They didn't have any.
But again, I mean, you know, the village has a code for our water system. We're all ductile iron. We're, you know, so many feet, you got to have a fire hydrant. So we'll, you know, that all needs to be addressed. And again, you know, the village engineer is the one that knows all our stuff and they should review it. Anybody else have any thoughts?
Report from the engineer.
What's that?
It's just the report from the engineer. That's the only thing.
So would you,
has to go to the engineer.
Well, I wasn't under the impression that the planning board was going in that direction. I think they were coming up with other ways because of the cost. And I don't know, I guess you'd have to listen to the
planning board's not, they don't have the expertise to review these things.
I'm not saying that they do. I don't think at the meeting, Dave, did you hear they were going to have LaBerge review it?
No, what Bob is talking about is under our code, and this is kind of typical, the developer puts pays for the village designated engineer. Okay.
And I remember that being discussed, but they were concerned about the cost because LaBerge is so expensive.
I understand anybody who's a developer or a builder, you know, they got a cost going in, and it's housing is expensive. What has to be done right now? But I don't know. From my point of view, just from what I've seen, I don't know the other engineer. He seemed like a decent guy, but I don't think, you know. But he's a guy who's hot, just like a lawyer. He's hired to do a job to professional standards, but he's got a client that he has to.
But the planning board also has an engineer.
Well, that's who we would hire.
Right.
That's an expense to the developer. It's not the village bearing that expense.
There's an engineer that sits on the planning board, is what I'm saying.
But he's not a civil engineer.
He's not the engineer.
He's not a civil engineer.
Yeah. I don't know what they decided. It didn't allude that they were going to have the village review it in that aspect. They were talking mostly about the road.
Yeah, it isn't really. It's their engineer. That's basically it's their consultant for this project, because people are advocating for a project. You know, they have a rosier view of it, or they have a particular view of what they want to do. But the village is going to be left with what's left at the end. Maybe all perfect, but you know. maybe not.
Anyway, when we redid the zoning, we encouraged that for projects just like this. This is a perfect project for that, where the planning board takes advantage of the village engineer and lets them review the plans and make recommendations to them. That's what they're there for. Now we'll just have to see how it progresses, I guess. Anything else on this?
No, I just wanted to note that I did have the recording. It is on the computer, and if anyone wants to listen to it, it can be listened to. They didn't have a secretary, so I knew it was an important meeting. I wasn't going to write it all down, so I recorded it instead.
Okay.
It's about an hour and a half.
You'll listen to it while I go to sleep.
It's okay. It's... You know, it's our little recorder here. Some stuff's very clear, some stuff I can't hear good.
I just have one question.
There was a lot of people, so.
What is the next step? I mean, where did they leave it?
They left it that Dave said he was going to talk to the board.
Yeah.
About whether Mr. Scoscia had to make it a village road or not a village road.
And whether the town...
Everything else had been discussed.
Well, I mean, what does the law say? Does it say it has to be a village road?
I'm not sure.
There wasn't one.
Then that's the answer. It doesn't have to be a village road. I mean, I don't get it. Like,
I guess nobody...
But they don't have to approve it unless it's... It doesn't have to be a village road, but it should be built to village standards. I mean, if you're gonna send up a 30,000-ton fire truck up that street if there's a problem, you know, so... And, you know, the planning board could... They don't have to dedicate it, but I think at the end of the day, if, you know, I mean, these streets are gonna long outlive us. And, when Todd no longer owns that or somebody else owns that, are they gonna take care of it the way he did? And then if it isn't taken care of, then who's going to be responsible for it? Are we going to have seven people down here saying, hey, you got to take over that road and you got to fix it because it isn't right? I mean, it happens. It's happened on Alter Alley Way. I'm just saying it was a village road to begin with. And then when it needs to be maintained, we can maintain it. If it needs to be repaved, we can repave it. And it'll be part of the, part of the village-wide street system. That would be my recommendation.
I don't know where it goes. I'm just relaying what happened at the planning board meeting.
Well, I mean, you're asking the question. What do you think? That's what I think. Any other discussion? All right. Okay, before we do resolutions, any other public comment? You're here for pig tonight?
You're here for class? Okay, just come see me when you're done.
All right. Bills number 214 through 253 in the amount of $31,601.55 from the general fund, $4,084.94 from the water fund, and $4,754.94 paid outside of abstract.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions on the bills? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Adjournment's in order.
Make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Charlie.